Morning, birds. Hey, how are you? Birds, it's a special day. This is the 6th month anniversary of this show. I know. Birds, you were here first. You were. And I want you to know that we're going to be celebrating. I have a long article here on birds feeding, photographing. Just listen to this. Nuts, fruit, sunflower seeds. Thistle seed. Ooh, nummy, nummy. What this? You hang a suet cake from a tree. Huh? All right, come on in. Come on in. I'm going to bring the world in for you, birds. Suet cake for everybody. The message on the radio. It is the 6th month anniversary. I never thought we'd get here, but we went on the air with a show on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show on Bleat Network on the 20th, 420. for no apparent reason, but I do remember that date. So we're still here, and thanks for joining us every morning. Thanks, birds. We're gonna have like a theme park behind the studio. We'll take out a second mortgage. We'll go down to PetSmart. I'm feeling pretty good today. We have some humanity happening. I have that sense that it's all going to be over. In fact, it's all going to be over. Something's going to be over exactly 3 months from today on the 20th of January. That's Inauguration Day. And from now until then, we're simply counting down the somethings. I think so. I had an odd evening yesterday. This kind of relates. We're going to talk today, among other things, we'll talk about the election and counting ballots. What may or may not be a delay and all that. Anyway, back to my car in Mercury retrograde and stuck like that. That also seems to be delayed these days. So I went out to the garage and tried to start my car, and it didn't start again. So I called the AAA people and said, you know, you've installed this battery. Can you come out again? And the guy shows up. He knew me at this point. He goes, oh, I remember you. So we're hanging out. So he does his thing. Get the car started. I go down, drive it down, finally get down to the mechanic. I'm going to take it down there. And he's talking. So I come back, and I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I'm thinking, okay, wow, all right, okay, we got it. I got that little piece of Mercury retrograde, you know, that I'm working on. So I turn on the radio. I'm listening to this radio station that I actually occasionally send money to, jazz station. And they're playing on All Out Them, AP Network News, that does this unedited, clip of President Orange Hair ranking out Dr. Fauci yesterday. I was so angry, I threw something at the radio. I did. We've got to stop this man from lying about people. Anyway, Dr. Fauci is an American hero. We should give him a medal and not any more grief. So I was pretty ticked about that. And and then right after that, my phone rang, and it was the guy from AAA. I said, yeah. He says, you know, I left my battery charger in your garage. And I said, you did? Well, come on over. I'm getting to know a lot of folks now.
jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Into the great wide open. Under the skies of blue. Out in the great wide open. A rebel.
Tom Petty. Tom Petty would have been 70s. Wow, 70 years old today. Has a birthday. Born on this day, October the 20th, in Gainesville, Florida. Yes, sir. It's 12 after the hour. It's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago on Bleat.network. And we have a birthday today. Wow, we do. We do. I just voted for this woman. We have a birthday today. Is Kamala Harris's birthday. And, oh, my goodness, we have we got a bunch of stuff to look at here. Born on this day in 1964, she's turning 56 today. So much stuff here. Kamala is one of the many Sanskrit words meaning lotus, as well as a name for Lakshmi, the Hindu goddess of wealth and good fortune. Her middle name, Devi, is a Sanskrit word used within Hinduism as the general term for a goddess. And you said, wait a minute, you said, how do you pronounce her name?
Harris's first name is pronounced Kamala. It's derived from ancient Sanskrit and is a nod to her Indian heritage. Her mother was born in India and her father is from Jamaica.
Will you pronounce your name for me, please?
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
Just think of like a comma and add a la.
Okay.
Despite those instructions, pundits continue to butcher Harris's first name.
Why is Kamala Harris not listening to you?
Allow me to come in on Kamala Harris very quickly. Kamala Harris.
California Senator Kamala Harris.
Senator Kamala Harris.
I want to play a little bit more of what Kamala Harris said today.
Harris tried to help Californians with this campaign ad when she ran for Senate in 2016.
It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
You know, I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
You know, so 5-year-olds can pull it off, but the older people, I don't know what her name. Kamala Harris having a birthday today. I just looked up a... we're going to call Aaron the News Baron up, and I'll ask him to ring in on some of this. She is the, let's see, she'd be the 49th vice president. How about this? We'll go to this. Before the 25th Amendment back in 1967, you could have a vacancy in the office of the vice president. And they couldn't fill that until the next post-election inauguration came up. Anyway, I didn't realize that there were several vacancies. 7 vice presidents died in the middle of all that. 1 resigned. I remember that. That was Agnew. 8 succeeded to the presidency. Anyway, interesting stuff there. And talking about a couple of presidents and vice presidents who temporarily served as president. Dick Cheney was one. I think colonoscopy is in the Constitution somewhere. And George H.W. Bush. That's a pretty heavy office. It is. Anyway. So back to Kamala on her birthday. I like her. I really do. I'm pulling for her. She's the first black woman to run on a major party's presidential ticket. And she says she likes a good French fry. All right, I'm in. By the time she was in first grade, she'd already traveled to India, the Caribbean, Africa, and England. After separating from her husband, Kamala's mother raised her and her sister, mostly by herself, and the trio made a nickname for themselves, Shyamala and the Girls. In Montreal, a 13-year-old Harris and her younger sister Maya led a successful demonstration in front of their apartment building in protest of a policy that banned children from playing on the lawn. She attended law school in San Francisco. She lived with her sister Maya, and she helped potty train Maya's daughter. If that doesn't qualify to do something. She developed a program with the San Francisco Department of Public Health to help emergency rooms spot evidence of child sexual abuse. She also co-founded the Coalition to End the Exploitation of Kids. Get this. This I did not know. Donald Trump, same guy, made two donations to Harris's California Attorney General reelection campaign. The first was in 2011. Trump donated $5,000. The same, by the way, I hope that check cleared by now. The second time was in 2013. Trump sent the Harris campaign $1,000. Additionally, his daughter Ivanka donated $2,000 to the then state attorney general. Oh, wow. I had no idea. So anyway, she has a birthday today. She'd be the 49th vice president. And let me see here. If she were to succeed, I think if she were then to succeed, she would be the 47th president. Is that right? I believe that is correct. All right. So we'll light a candle and we'll sing happy birthday. In fact, if I only had Demi Lovato doing a happy birthday shout out, that would be a cool one here. She's got one that, this could refer to a commander-in-chief, but I think perhaps not Biden or Kamala. Let me see. Another commanders-in-chief.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game, Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe we'll still take a knee while you're Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? Streets while you're bunkering down. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel? Thank you.
Demi Lovato, a record called Commander-in-Chief. I never heard that until today. I knew that it was out there. Someone suggested that she had done damage to her career by doing this anti-Trump song. I don't exactly agree with that anyway. You heard it here. Maybe you heard it here first. It's called Commander-in-Chief. And it's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show for a 20th of October. It's 21 after the hour. And as we dip into all things presidential and vice presidential and stuff like that, we have Aaron the News Baron who joins us with a happy birthday shout out to Kamala Harris. And you know how to pronounce Kamala.
Yes, I do.
Unlike other people. Good morning. So let's jump in there. I just looked this up. She would be the 49th president, or I'm sorry, 49th vice president. And I keep getting this wrong. So let's see here. Biden would be the 46th, and she would be the 47th president were that to happen. So you and I both like Kamala, right?
Yeah, I like her. She was my first pick in the primaries.
I remember that. How do you think she's doing so far?
She's doing pretty good. She, as the VP, she's trying not to take too much air away from Biden, understandably.
Right.
So she did pretty good in that last debate. She's not really making any headlines, which is, I guess, what you're supposed to. But
yeah.
We'll see once things get rolling.
Hey, speaking of debates, they have you seen the new format for the next debate? They have, they're going to, let's see here. Let me quote. They're going to have, the mics are going to go on and off. The new format, President Trump and Biden are going to have 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted at the start of each segment, followed by a period of open discussion. Apparently, they're going to turn their mics off. Is that your understanding of this, if they go beyond that?
Yes, I understand that, you know, when they ask that initial question to one of the candidates, they have 2 minutes uninterrupted during that period. They'll cut the mic.
Yeah.
And after that, they'll have an open floor discussion where they can go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, Trump can do what he does.
I like this. Aaron, you're a little younger than me. I don't know if you remember the Chicago 7. Chicago 7 trial. All right, before the Chicago 7, there was the Chicago 8. And the 8th guy was Bobby Seale. And he just wouldn't shut up. So they finally gagged him in court. And he just was going crazy. Then when I was thinking about Trump, I was picturing him as the, the candidate in bondage on the stage there. So, yeah, breaking news, and I know you know about this. The Supreme Court yesterday refused a Republican effort to prevent a pandemic-related extension. This is in Pennsylvania. Let me get that one in front of me. You know about that?
Yes. So Pennsylvania is one of the key states. So this is pretty big news, and I'm pretty happy that, you know, this went through. And this, again, we should focus on this, but it brings more scrutiny to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because Justice Roberts was the only, with the key vote that flipped it to the no side.
Yeah, it was 4-4 tie. I heard Mitch McConnell wanted to let Barrett vote just on spec. No, these are jokes. Anyway, no, it is good news. But the overall issue here is that we're not going to know who has been elected 5 minutes after the polls close on election night. I don't think.
For sure.
And this seems
election
to
election week.
Mark. Yeah, I know. Well, I know. So they're saying that. I think the upshot of this, they're extending the deadline for 3 days. So it could be 3 days after the election. Is that your understanding here? I believe that's right.
Yeah, so basically, because there's been slowdowns through mailing and some people may forget or whatever, they're just saying basically if the election officials receive your ballot 3 days after the election, then that counts. Because you can imagine someone putting it in the mail on election day and it taking a couple or a few days to get there.
Yeah.
So basically anything that they receive 3 days after.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And then somewhere else, Missouri, I think I got this right, Aaron. I think Missouri decided, this would be in the con column, Missouri decided that you're going to have to have a mail-in ballot notarized. I saw that coming over. That sounds like that's going to make it a little more complicated for people.
That sounds wise.
I know.
You have to get a notary?
I know. Try to do that. Go down to Federal Express with your ballot. So, it's Aaron the News Baron here. It's 25 after the hour on the Pandemic Pirate radio show here. So listen, I thought that we would just speculate a little bit. This is 3 months, believe it or not, before the inauguration. We'll be sitting here on the 20th of January at noon, and something will be over. I'm pretty sure that we will not see Trump there. I said that on the air yesterday. But more important, I don't know, I'm pretty confident he's going to lose this election. You want to speculate? Are you nervous about it? I don't think it's in the bag, but how are we feeling about it?
Well, looking at the election data, if he wins Florida, Trump, mm-hmm. wins Florida, wins Arizona, and even wins Minnesota, there's a higher chance of there being a tie than him winning the election.
Really?
So I'm pretty confident. I'm still shell-shook from 2016, yeah. So we'll see.
You know, as we try to figure these polls out, I mean, the polls are kind of a national thing. They don't measure, for example, they don't necessarily measure the Electoral College.
Right.
So it gets, are you one of these nerds that stays up all night with colored pencils and stuff and writing?
There's a few sites where you can have the empty map and you can put in each state, red or blue, lean, likely,
yeah.
tilt. And I do that sometimes looking at the most recent poll data. And it looks like Biden, the problem in 2016 is they focused on the national electorate, not the specific swing states.
Right.
And this time around, they're looking more at those swing states. So in those states, Biden is doing equal to or better than Clinton did in specific states that matter.
Right. And then we can't forget that it was right before the election that the email junk happened and Comey
right.
came out. And
right.
hopefully there's no smoking gun.
Did you hear about that new story with Hunter Biden's laptop?
Oh, man. Go ahead. I did. Go ahead.
I think it's a load of BS, seeing that's coming from Rudy Giuliani, but apparently they found Hunter Biden's laptop at a laptop repair shop that was left there, and they happened to just go through some files and copy the hard drive.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there's anything really there.
I think that's a made-up story. In fact, I think that's one of the stories that that they thought the Russians were spreading. Yeah.
But that's what happened in 2016. Nothing came of those emails.
I know.
Changed some people's minds.
I think Giuliani's, what'd they say? He was a hand grenade? I think he's about to go off there. So, yeah. So let's assume the best here and think that Trump will be ending this unbelievable presidency 3 months from today. What then? I thought he was going to get on an airplane with his family and go to Russia or somewhere. What do you see happening? You agree with that or what?
So the Southern District of New York has the tax return case pending against him.
Right.
And there are a few states like New York going after him as well. So best case scenario, right before the election, he sees the map is looking bad for him. He resigns. Pence gives him a pardon. Like, this is like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Even if he gets pardoned across the board, states can still go after him.
Yeah, because Pence can only pardon him for federal crimes.
Right.
So yeah. All right. So go ahead. So
maybe he might have to ditch the country.
See, that's what I think. I think it's funny when Trump does something that should embarrass most people. He seems to I don't know what the example is there, but I think that I believe that he's going to lose this election. I think once that becomes obvious to him, I don't know when that's going to be. I do think that he's not going to sit around and be embarrassed that way. So, and I have a feeling you think that's true. Hey, by the way, I see these Republican senators are all kind of running for cover. You'll see that they're...
What cover at this point?
let's say it's transparent. But I mean, they don't want to, you know, there was a time when sort of anything to you know, anything for Trump, but I don't know. I think they're looking around and saying, gee, I don't know if this is such a good idea. I think there are 11, Republican held Senate seats. They're in play. And what do the Democrats need? 4. So mm-hmm. I think they're nervous.
They are nervous. Yeah. It's going to be so interesting post-election if a Biden gets inaugurated. Well, I think, first of all, Biden is going to be in an interesting position, having the far left pushing him further to the left, and the majority of the country, I'm assuming, going to be, you know, pretty happy under him.
Yeah.
But the reconstruction of the Republican Party is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Reconstruction is an interesting word that you popped in there. They're gonna do something there. I always thought that going back to the appearance of Trump on the national scene, and as I said, I knew who he was because he lived in New York, but everybody else thought, well, this is, you know, this guy's a corporate, you know, he's a corporate genius, and he runs these companies, you know. The United States government, it's a huge company. And when Trump came in, somebody said he would start operating the country like a failing gambling casino, and he has. So I'm thinking, you know, I mean, job one for Biden, don't you think, is just to sort of say, okay, let's get the chairs out of the warehouse and get the country running. I think that's a practical matter. Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Very true. And I hope he looks at the employees that have been losing out under this failed CEO and starts to give them some, you know, some tax cuts, give them something to look forward to.
Right.
I think if you focus too much on, like, the board, for instance, the stock market, the economy, in terms of, like, this very narrow view of the economy and not the grander populace,
yeah,
that's going to be detrimental for the Democratic Party. Then we'll have Trump times two.
Yeah, and no, I agree with that. And I think it's a great point. We're just going to have to see. You know, I'd like sort of a blanket apology to everybody. I want to see, I think, you know, Dr. Fauci ought to come by. The country ought to just give him a large check and say thanks. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you know, let's give him a medal. You know what I mean? I mean, there have been so many people. This is like, it's going to be like the end of Close Encounters, where the spaceship empties out and everybody just flocks, and these are all the people that were personally offended by the Trumps. I mean, I think that's part of it. I think that we've got to, you know, we have to start liking the government. Trump said yesterday when he was knocking Fauci, he quoted and he said, people are tired of all these idiots in government. I'm like, oh yeah? So, I don't know. He apparently doesn't think he's part of the government. So, yeah. Now, did you vote yet or soon?
We'll see. I don't know. I think Fauci, for instance, he's one of those people that stands out above the fray.
Yeah.
We're going to have a few of those going in. I think if we play it smart, we select people to be, like, you know, head of the Fed chair,
yeah,
like in specific positions where people trust them, they'll slowly shift the public perception.
Yeah.
I think the more we focus on people like AOC isn't liked by the right at all,
yeah,
but she's a likable person. Andrew Yang is a likable person. Pete Buttigieg is a likable person. We put the focus on them in some key positions and then, like, set some policy in place, and I can see it happening.
I'd like to see some of those people come back in the limelight here. I always thought Yang was an interesting guy. I was going to interview him. I had a list of candidates before everything changed. It seemed to me kind of quickly, but Buttigieg was on my list. I just thought Andrew Yang was, you know, kind of a cool guy. Well, we'll have to, now we get a chance to speculate on the Biden cabinet, Aaron.
Yes.
I think that's going to be neat.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So now you have voted yet, or you are about to vote?
I did vote once so far.
Yeah. How many? Well, you're a Chicagoan. I think you can vote up to 5 or 6 times before they catch you. That's in the thing. Yeah. Did you vote by mail? Well, you must have voted by mail, unless you had a polling place that I wasn't aware of. Did that go off without a hitch?
I voted by mail. They sent me a confirmation email saying that they received my ballot.
Yeah.
So it seems like everything's running smoothly so far.
You said it's running smoothly so far?
It seems so. It seems so.
Did you get a thank you note from Willie Wilson? It was a mistake.
Not yet. He was having a little stimulus parade during the pandemic. So I'll see if that comes through.
I keep kidding Willie Wilson. I do not know the man. I'm going to call him up one of these days. He's a self-made something. That's worth investigating. So, yeah. Well, all right. So we'll make a date 3 months from today to be at the handcuff ceremony and on the platform as they're taking one guy away. I don't know. This could be crazy. You know, this could be crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's time to have fun with all this now. That's what I'm thinking. So I'm ready.
I'll get the champagne ready.
Here we go. There it is. There it's bubbling there. Aaron, don't leave the country until we talk.
All right, you neither.
See ya. Bye. Birthday boy Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I popped that P, didn't I? Tom Petty. Going back to announcing school. It's 21 before the hour. Let's make it 20 before the hour. Let's keep the clock moving here. It's the 20th of October. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleat.network. And you can, and we hope you do, ring in any way that you can, convenience-wise or otherwise. It's radioanything@gmail.com, radioanything@gmail.com. And you can always leave us a toll-free voicemail at 844-220-3300. All right, and we hope that that pops up here. You know, I should have asked, I forgot to ask Aaron about this. The whole virus thing, I'm sorry, the whole vaccine thing appears to be a part of some controversy. They're going to investigate whether the White House interfered with the CDC and the FDA. This is according to the Senate Democrats yesterday. I mean, we know they did. I said a few months on the months ago on the air that the Trumpsies would be trying to pull that November surprise out of the hat. Oh, here's a vaccine. Well, yesterday, Governor Cuomo joined Governor Newsom, Governor Cuomo of New York, and Governor Newsom of California, said, you know, we're just not gonna take the word of the federal government on this vaccine. Recent surveys appear to show that the public shares their skepticism. In a poll of likely voters conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, 33% say they would definitely or probably not take a vaccine after FDA approval. How about that? We no longer trust the FDA. Thanks, guys. In an STAT Harris poll of about 2,000 people conducted October 7th through the 10th, 58% of respondents said they would get vaccinated right away, down from 69% who said the same thing in August. That decline was twice as steep among black respondents. Just 43% said in October that they would get the vaccine. That's down from 65%. So, you know what? We've been talking to Dr. Paul, and I'm probably going to do Deepfoot again and go see him. But as we were talking about, you know, vaccines and things of that nature, I'm sure that he would be the first to tell you that these companies, they do this all the time. That's what drug companies do. They develop new medications, and they have a protocol for that. And it takes this, and it takes that. And, wow, you know, I'm sure everybody's working as hard as they can to come up with something, you know, that is going to work. Although I think they would tell you Hippocrates is in the Hippocratic Oath. The first part of the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm. So what they're saying is there, we don't want to kill you with the first shot here. So I think the public is much smarter than so many people give us credit for. So we'll get to a vaccine, but it's certainly going to be it's not going to be tomorrow, and it is going to be highly politicized, and that's because of President Trump. So, yeah, all right. And another good work about Dr. Fauci. What a hero! What a hero! On this day, in let's see here, 1864. This is the first. The Abraham Lincoln established a Thanksgiving as a national holiday on this day in 1864. That's when he said we should have one. And how about this? I should have asked Aaron about this. Aaron should just living here in the studio with me. On this day in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. You know that? What a deal! They'd never get that done today. They would never get that done today. Mitch McConnell would hold it hostage. No, we'll give you Kentucky. Michelle Obama has something she'd like to ask.
I want to ask every single American, no matter what party you normally vote for, to please take a moment to pause. Click off the news. Think about how you felt over these last 4 years, how quickly things have turned. And And then think about what the next 4 years could mean for our country's future. The message we will send to our children about who we are and what we truly value. Think about what would possibly compel you to accept this level of chaos, violence, and confusion under this president and be willing to watch our country continue to spiral out of control. Because we can no longer pretend that we don't know exactly who and what this president stands for. Search your hearts and your conscience. Go to IWillVote.com to request your ballot and make your voting plan right now. And then vote for Joe Biden like your lives depend on it.
I miss her. I miss the Obamas. Bring them back. Well, hopefully we'll have some visibility from both Mr. and Mrs. as we wrap stuff up on the heels of this accidental presidency that came in the middle of it. Hey, coming up tomorrow, we'll talk to we're going to be revisiting some of the folks who have been nice enough to be guests on the show here. This is our 6th month anniversary, and we'll try to exploit that if we can. A friend from Drumspeak is going to be on tomorrow. Thursday, I think Tim Walsh is going to join us. Tim, my friend, a game inventor. He has a new game. I think the name of that is Mega Mouth. So we'll get into that on Thursday. And I believe Friday we're going to see if we can join Eldon Ham, who I think was with his daughter Carla. I think they were our first guests. Eldon is an attorney, and he should have a number of things to say about some of the electoral shenanigans. So join us for all of that, please, if you can. And, you know, I got a piece of news this morning, and it's not very good news, but I'm going to try to make something out of something here. Jeff Bridges is ill. Jeff Bridges has lymphoma. Lymphoma is a cancer of the lymph node system. And let me just read his tweet here. I'm just a big fan of Jeff Bridges. The Oscar-winning actor, he's 70, revealed the news on Monday night on his Twitter account, writing, as the dude would say, new S-H-I-S-S something something T has come to light. He said, I've been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it's a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted on my recovery. In a second tweet, the Big Lebowski star wrote, I'm profoundly grateful for the love and support from my family and friends. Thank you for your prayers and well wishes. And while I have you, please remember to go vote. All right, Jeff, thank you. Thank you. Because we are all in this together. And that's it. What do we say that we haven't said? Our thoughts and prayers with Jeff. And he's a guy who's just given me a lot of pleasure and entertainment, all of us. Big Lebowski, True Grit. He's made some great movies with his brother, Bo. So anyway, let's just see here. I think we might have a clip from the Big Lebowski. Wait a minute. Are you employed, sir?
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Well, wait. Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. You know, that or his dudeness or duder or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Well, I do work, sir. So if you don't mind...
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man. I mean, your wife owes me...
My wife is not the issue here. I hope that someday my wife will learn to live on her allowance, which is ample. But if she does not, that is her problem, not mine. Just as a rug is your problem. Just as every bum's lot in life is his own responsibility, regardless of who he chooses to blame.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on his birthday, which is the 20th of October. 6 minutes before the hour as we run away on a Tuesday. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio. I guess that was our anniversary show here, our six-month anniversary. More to come, I hope. I hope we'll be around in 6 months. Actually, I hope Aaron will be around in 6 months. I'll be in Hawaii. With the birds. So, you know, I saw this as we were looking at Kamala Harris's stuff, and Spark sent me some things. I have to, in full disclosure here, Kamala Devi Harris, Devi is her middle name, Devi is a Sanskrit word used within Hinduism as a general term for a goddess. And Kamala is one of many Sanskrit words meaning lotus, as well as a name for Lakshmi. I have one tattoo on my body, and oddly enough, it's a Sanskrit tattoo. We wake up every day and we learn something new. Anyway, I'm interested. I know very little about Senator Harris, and I'm trying to get up to speed on that. She went to both a Black Baptist church and a Hindu temple. I think that this is a good thing. Anyway, the thing on my arm is Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva is the many armed god, and Om is a prompt in it calls attention to something. So when people hear Om, Om Namah Shivaya, means all praise Shiva. But you know, I translate it to God has my back. So I do. Have a good day today. I'll see you tomorrow. This widecast produced by Natasha Rodriguez.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.